Night has fallen over Asia and Europe, and Santa Claus has already started his rounds to the good children over there. NORAD is tracking his movements as usual. And as usual, Santa set off from his village at the North Pole. But I was surprised to learn today that the North Pole has not always been Santa's home. So I wanted to find out when and how Santa got settled up there, and who better to ask a serious question like this than the world's history guy, Chris Wolfe. So what did you find, Chris?
Well, it's interesting. There's a specific date. The earliest published reference to Santa living at the North Pole is December 29th, 1866, in an edition of Harper's Weekly. There's a cartoon by a guy called Thomas Nast, a very famous cartoonist, and it's in a collection of Christmas images, and with one of the images being a village called Santa Clausville, NP. NP short for North Pole.
So where was Santa before the North Pole?
Well, here's where it gets complicated. Santa's most definitely a child of North America, but he's descended from a variety of immigrants from Europe and the Middle East. His oldest known ancestors are St. Nicholas, who is actually from Turkey, famous for his gift-giving, and the old Teutonic god, Woden, or Odin, who had a big white beard and who rode through the sky at this time of year on his eight-footed grey horse. Then he's got more recent ancestors, of course. These include Father Christmas, who came from Britain, Sinterklaas from Holland, and Kris Kringle from Germany. That's the original pronunciation. And all of them brought toys and gifts to children at this time of year.
Wow, I didn't know any of this. I mean, I knew bits, but I didn't know how it all came together. So Thomas Nast, cartoonist best known for rooting out corruption through his drawings, Tammany Hall and all that, 19th century, how did he figure out that Santa was from the North Pole?
Well, he had a number of clues taken from the latest breakthroughs in science and exploration at the time. Obviously, it had to be somewhere with reindeer. Everyone had known reindeer were Santa's favorite mode of transportation, pulling his sleigh, since the publication in 1823 of the poem A Visit from St. Nicholas, better known, you probably know it as, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, which I'll be reading to the kids later, as usual. Then in the 1840s and 50s, there had been a series of expeditions to the Arctic that had really captured popular imagination, you know, and the stories of these adventurers, you know, people like John and James Ross, William Parry, John Franklin, were serialized in magazines like Harper's. But none of them got to the pole itself. So it remained an unknown quantity for decades to come. So it became this kind of mythical, magical place, something like Shangri-La, where anything was possible. So, you know, naturally, given that Santa's European ancestors lived in the far north, it seemed obvious that Santa himself should choose to settle at the most northerly point of North America after he landed here. And it was Thomas Nast who appears to have made this breakthrough. And after getting published in Harper's, his research became widely accepted across North America.
The World's Chris Wolfe, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco. Merry Christmas.